I'm pretty sure I'm a Christian. I mean, my family goes to church and stuff. That means I'm saved, right?
Some people think so, but you have to believe in Jesus Christ to be saved, that's for sure. You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. It's great if your family goes to church every single Sunday, but just going to church won't make you a Christian any more than going into a restaurant will make you a cheeseburger. Some people even think that just because their parents are Christians, they must be Christians too. But to be a Christian, you have to believe in Jesus and accept Him as your Savior on your own. It's something you have to do for yourself. So if you haven't decided to follow Jesus on your own yet, well, listen to our story today. It's entitled, Almost. David turned off his alarm clock and stretched. Sunday morning's message still bothered him. Pastor Hill had stressed every person's need to trust Jesus as their Savior, and David had almost decided to talk to the pastor or his dad about it. Maybe I should have, he thought. But, oh well, I'm almost sure I'm saved anyway. He shook the thoughts from his mind. Right now, he had other things to think about, like baseball, for instance. David was shortstop for the Lions, and today they were playing the Bears for the citywide championship. Soon it was time for the game to begin, and both teams were eager to win. As the game progressed, it became obvious they were well matched. First, the Lions were ahead, then the Bears, and then the Lions went ahead again. Unfortunately for David and his teammates, the Bears scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning and won the championship. That was a great game, Dad said as they drove home. You played very well. A great game? David shook his head. We lost. You ended up as the 2nd place team in the whole city. You should feel good about that, said Dad. Yeah, his sister agreed. Your team almost won. Well, almost isn't enough, David replied. We still lost. I guess I can understand how you feel, Dad said, giving him a thoughtful look. In fact, your game reminds me of the message we heard on Sunday. Really? How? David asked, curious since he had been thinking about Pastor Hill's sermon that morning. I was thinking of King Agrippa's answer to the Apostle Paul in the Bible story Pastor Hill read. When Paul told him Jesus died and rose again so we could be saved, King Agrippa replied, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." And you're right, David, almost isn't enough. Not in winning baseball games or in getting saved. David was startled. He was almost certain he was saved, but what if he wasn't? He'd thought about talking to someone about it on Sunday. Now he knew he shouldn't put it off any longer. Being almost sure he was a Christian wasn't enough. Dad, can we talk when we get home? He asked. I have to make sure about something. How about you? Are you almost sure you're a Christian? Almost isn't good enough. Make sure right now. For more information, get your parents' permission and go to keysforkids.org/salvation or check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 102 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. If you need help understanding what trusting Jesus means as your Savior, talk with a parent, a teacher, or another Christian adult, and don't wait any longer. Trusting Jesus today is the most important thing you can do. Our key scripture is Acts 26, verse 28.
Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian."
And our key thought, trust Jesus today. What are you going to do on your next long road trip? Join the adventure on Down Gilead Lane or Red Rock Mysteries. CDs, downloads, and Red Rock books are 20% off with the summer road trip sale at keysforkids.net and click shop. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.